are listening to Legacy Moments, where we have authentic conversations about life, business, and so much more to transform your mind, body, and soul. I am Dr. Patrice Berry, and I am joined by my co-host and mom, Johnny Lloyd. Together, we combine my years of psychological training with her years of business and leadership experience to add value to your day. All right. And so today's topic is the reality of dating in the 2020s. So we are in 2022 and dating looks different than how it did 10 years ago. Last episode, we covered letting go of things. And once we let go of some things, now we have some space and some room. And we want to be careful as we look to because some people are looking for a partnership, some people are looking for some of those things. And so one of my first tips for dating in today's time is be intentional and know what you want. So be honest with yourself, because often a lot of people will tailor things. Okay, well, this is what this person wants, or this is what that person wants. And my mind is remembering part of what I really wanted to talk about. I was reading the story Beauty and the Beast to my son, and fairy tales have jacked us up. Like, fairy tales are fiction. Like, it's fiction. Yeah. And because in the story, I'm like, this is very toxic. Like, he holds her captive and then her love transforms him. And so many people that I work with, they might think, okay, if I just love this person enough, they'll change. If I'm the best, if we're right, if we're supposed to be together, it shouldn't be hard. And it's like, ooh, like.
And then sometimes what you do is you look at yourself as being the problem, because we're trying as women and as people, there's always a person who's trying to fix someone, you know, like, I see the greatness in them, or I know that they can be better. So you stay in and you stay in and you stay in, and you forget, even though you're in a castle, even though you're getting what you need. And when I say need, I'm saying she's eating and all of these things, right? She's wearing, and then suddenly she has this, she even dances with him as a monster, right? And she enjoys, and then there's all of these relationships. See, he's open for love, you know? So, but you go through all these things, right? So what I don't want us to do is, since we have let go of some things, think now we're empty or alone. And now we need to fill that void.
Because I think it's really important that as people are looking to date other people, that you also enjoy your own company.
All one.
And what I mean by that is, do you have hobbies? Do you know what you like? Because I think when people don't have those things, it makes it really easy to just look for somebody else. Okay, they're going to make me happy. They're being with them is now being with them should be better.
Yeah.
Being with them should be better, but I don't think it should give you all of your joy. I don't think that whole, cause that was in Jerry Maguire, the whole you complete me. You complete me.
No.
It sounded cute in the movie, but it's like, wait a minute. Like, you were, and nobody will ever be completely, because when you get in relationship with somebody, you're going to create sparks. Like, there's going to be some stuff that you have to work with. To me, the way I view relationships is it's a choice. Because if it's not a choice, then this is like illegal. Like, this isn't like, there should be a choice, and it's choosing that person every day. And people set up within their relationships, because relationships look different, and people being honest about, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm just going to mention, because Nick Cannon has been like a lot of, has been in the news a lot for it, but he knows, okay, he doesn't want to be in a monogamous relationship. Okay. And then the people he's with know that as well. And so I think it's, but somebody shouldn't be like, oh, like if I'm with him, I'll change his mind. Like that's gonna cause you some hurt and pain later. And if the person does change, they have to change for themselves. Mm-hmm. Because change I do. So like, let's say my mom wants me to change my hair. And if I do it for her, the minute I no longer want to please her, or the minute, like, if it's all about her, it's not, that change isn't going to last as long, or I'm not going to be as fulfilled, I think.
Right. And I think, okay, so I want to define earlier, I said alone. Yeah. All alone is the compound of two words, all one. Most of the time when we look at alone, we think of by ourselves, right? So when I'm saying alone in this context, I'm saying that you are all one. You're complete in yourself and who you are. Does that mean that you don't need anybody? No. Even though you can pay your bills and you can, they say you can fry the bacon, you can cook the bacon, you can do all of these things. You know, you can start at the beginning of the system and complete it. Doesn't mean that you want to, doesn't mean that you have to. So being in a relationship with someone that values you and you value them is really powerful, because the two people coming together is stronger, can be more, more defining, can be more powerful than what I can accomplish on my own. Me and Patrice can do more together. Let's say we're cleaning the house. Well, I can clean the house by myself. Absolutely. And I am. However, if she says, well, I'm gonna come over and I'm gonna help you clean, I can get more done and I'll have company. You see what I'm saying? So I'm saying we can do a lot more sometimes together if we're set on the same page and we're doing the same thing. But she also could come, and or a person could come, and they could be a distraction.
So let's say she needed help fixing her car. I'm not the person to call. Like, the two of us together to fix a car. Like, the two of us aren't even going to change a tire.
No, I can, but no.
We're calling AAA.
But you see our point? Our point is that it's not about you being able to be by yourself. It's not about you desiring a relationship. It is knowing when to call them, when to call somebody. We can change. I can change a tire, honestly. I can probably tell you what's wrong with my car because of my father, who was a mechanic who did a lot of training, right? But am I going to get on the side around the gym? That would be a no. That would be a, oh no. That's what AAA is for. And that's why I have them. So that's the way. And don't get in a relationship just to get AAA.
That's good. Wow.
You know, you call them when you need them. Be careful with that.
Be careful.
Be careful with that.
And I just appreciate that people are being authentic and honest and saying, okay, this is what I'm looking for, or this isn't what I'm looking for. And before we got on, we were talking about the length of time people should wait after a divorce is final before they date again. And for me, what can happen, especially if somebody, because let's say the person has been married for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 34, like the person had been coupled for a significant period of time, my concern with them immediately jumping into another serious committed relationship quickly is that sometimes we can repeat certain patterns. Sometimes you haven't healed. And the separation process, like, people do healing during that process. I just think giving yourself some time and letting yourself grieve. So I believe there's a lot of grief that can come. Everybody experiences that different, but it's different now. Like, oh, wait a minute. I want to go and buy a house. I don't have to talk to, like, as long as I can qualify for it by myself, I want to go and do this. Like, there's something about, and I don't think we value singleness enough.
No, let's say society does not put, the narrative in society is that singleness is bad or
wrong. Like what's wrong with you?
That's what people used to ask me. What's wrong with you? And then when I started buying things and I got to a certain place and I was buying really big things and bigger things and bigger things, they said, oh, you ain't gonna never get married. That's what they said. So ain't no man gonna come up in this, or ain't no man gonna be able to ever offer you anything. And it was almost as if I needed a person to pay for what I needed. And so this is what I'm gonna tell you. Male, if it doesn't matter, right? What I'll tell you is this, as a human being, if I want to go to Dubai, and I do, I'm not going to wait to be in a relationship to go to Dubai, because, or go traveling. Let's just use traveling. So I've been waiting for the last, let's say I've been waiting for 10 years to travel. And then I get into this committed relationship and I say, okay, let's go traveling. And he, wait, what are you talking about? Let's go travel. Well, I've been waiting. It's time to go travel. No, be completely single. Be completely you. Enjoy the stage of life you're in, because of you. This is me saying it. When people normally do not enjoy the stage of life that they're in, when they get in the next stage, that same habit will go with them and they'll find things not to enjoy in that stage too.
Agreed. So I just want to say it again. The state you're in now. So if I am single and mad and bitter and sad and angry, being in a relationship isn't going like, and honestly, I might feel good for a period of time, but those feelings are going to come back if I don't deal with it. And Nicole is hilarious and said, I'm going to get a cat instead of a partner. and it's like, if you are looking to change someone, like get a dog that you can take out. You're looking for somebody. I'm joking. So I am joking, but it's like, so I don't think people realize the amount of pain and recovery after a relationship dissolves. A relationship that I really cared about. Now, mm-hmm. if I didn't really care about the person, then like, but like if you were really invested right. and the relationship for whatever reason dissolves, there's some like that hurts. And that is a process. Mm-hmm. And the way that I view being connected in those ways is that you'll always kind of, because some people don't understand like why there are times that they might long for that person that they left. And it's like, okay, but it wasn't all bad. There was right. some good stuff. But you have to remember. So that's when you have to make a list of all the reasons why you left. So you don't call or text, or so you don't go back if you've made a choice to move forward.
So I want to do a definition. So when I say, when we say divorce is defined as the death of a relationship. Death is, in death is different. When someone loses a spouse, then their spouse took all of their secrets to the grave with them.
Yeah, your widow or your widower. Widow,
death, right? So when that happens, her eyes got really big.
Well, because I know where you're going.
Yeah. So when you divorce, the person is walking around with all your secrets. They know you. They know that they know how to press buttons. They know how to do all of those things. And if you have children, let's take it up a level. And if you have children together,
you are connected forever.
You are. Hello. Forever. Can we say that? Forever. Because then they have. The children have grandchildren, right? So you find yourselves at parties together and all that. And that is the reason that I had to do the work for me. I'm divorced. I've been divorced for a decade.
40 years.
You know, I wasn't going to go. Did she just put myself out there like that? I've been legally divorced for 40 years, right? So, and when I say legally divorced, that doesn't mean I didn't date, because I don't want you to think I was single for 40 years. There's a difference, right? So singleness, as redefined, used to be singleness was just not married. However, in this season, it appears that singleness is mean that you're not dating.
And that's where I think each person gets to define that for themselves. Right. So careful. When I was dating my husband and I was still single, I had a conversation with him because we had been dating for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years. And I was just like, hey, is this like, hey, like, no pressure. If this isn't going anywhere, I'm going to go live overseas. Like, I'm going to go live in Europe. Like, I miss Europe. I just want to know. I have some student loans to pay off. If I go overseas, they'll pay. Like, I'll be able to get my loans forgiven. I was going to seriously pursue going into the Air Force or being a civilian psychologist. Like, I was going to seriously pursue that. And we went to a wedding and single ladies came on. They asked for all the single ladies to come. And because we were just dating, we weren't married. So I go up and I'm dancing. And then he decided that he wanted to propose.
He wanted to redefine.
Like, hey.
But now listen to what happened. She didn't pressure nothing. She asked questions, nothing. Because you have to know what you want in your life, right? You have to know your purpose, your destiny. You need to know what works for you, right? You're not looking for anybody to rescue you. You know, this is what I tell people. This is the thing about fairy tales, right? The thing about fairy tales is this. What sometimes happens in a fairy tale, because I was raised on knight in shining armor. I was raised on that philosophy, right? And so all that, and it's so, oh man.
It's going to rescue you.
Yeah, going to come rescue you and come in on this white horse and this stallion. But this
I don't mention the poop.
The horse poops, number one. And somebody got to clean that armor. Now, nobody talks about that. I mean, yeah. And then he may not, because all that armor is not just heavy, it could be sweaty, you know? So then we have extra smells in there, all that stuff. Nobody talked about all the reality of that. What we thought about in so many cases is we think about the things we don't have when we're looking at where we are. This is my tip. Don't compare where you are in your life with anybody else's relationship.
And the thing that I'll add to that is when you compare, have gratitude for where you are. Because the idea of not, it's hard. So like I have, and when you're in authentic relationships, that will help. Okay. Like, so before I got married, I was thankful that I had married friends that were honest about, hey, like, we love each other and this is hard. Like, yeah. When people had kids, they were like, I haven't slept. And, you know, people were honest about each one of those phases. I couldn't be in relationship with people. And I used to be this way. So this has been a change for me. I used to not let people see me struggle. Even now when my best friend calls me and asks me how I'm doing, and if I give too short of an answer, she's like, you didn't tell me anything. Like, I love you.
But don't you love people that will call you out like that?
Yes, because what can sometimes happen is we can kind of gloss over major problems. And so here's a tip if you're dating. And this is my own personal rule. You don't have to go by this. You don't get to be mad about stuff you knew before. So I know things about my partner. And when I say you don't get to be, I mean, yeah, it's going to frustrate you, but I knew. I knew. I don't, the things that I accepted, the things that were okay, this is just who my partner is. And it's nothing major. It's nothing non-negotiable. No deal breakers. It's just because normally in relationships, those little things that bother you, that's not the real deal. Normally there's a root. Normally there's a bigger issue under all of this stuff where it's like, it's not that you're doing this. It's really that I'm feeling this. It's really that this is bringing up some old stuff for me, but.
And it allows each person to take care of their stuff. It is very important that before you cross the broom, jump the broom, whatever you want to call it, before you get married or enter into a very committed relationship, that you look at it with
take those
rose colored glasses, take them off. Take your contacts out, whatever you need to do. Look at it for real. And look at it from the perspective of who you are and who you desire to be. And look at it further out than today.
And then also, like, what if things don't change? What if this is, what if?
Look at it, it is not going to change. I mean, I'm just being honest. When you look at it, because see, we'll sit down and say, well, you know, it's going to change. They're not going to do this or, you know, whatever. They're not going to do this forever. As soon as I come in and do this, it's going to be okay. They just never had anybody love them, or they never had anybody to help them, or whatever you're thinking. Put it in an envelope and mail it to somebody else. And the reason I'm saying that is that if you're not happy, well, is that a word?
So I think sometimes people get, they think they're going to change.
Yeah, they fall in love with the representative of who they think you can be versus who you are.
Who you are.
Like if I used to weigh 300 pounds. So if somebody looked at me at three, I was cute then and I'm really cute now. Okay. But my point for saying that is this. If someone, even at this point in my life, came to me and said, I need you to gain weight, lose weight, whatever. The first thing a person sitting across the table, well, not the first thing, but as we get into a relationship, they said, you know, I really like you with short hair.
Now it's different if they're just expressing a preference. So my partner likes my hair short. It's been short, I think, twice in our entire, and that's because I wanted to. Like it wasn't
right.
It wasn't.
Different when it's a preference, and it's a difference if it keeps on coming up. Yeah. I really like women with short hair. I really think you should cut your hair off.
There you go. See, that's getting passive aggressive because that's right. Or like
because we're going deeper. Listen to what they're saying. So, you know, just having a recommendation. I mean, because I met somebody today, they said, I thought that was you when you came in the door, but I was looking for a lady with black hair. And so I'm thinking, I met the change. And
you could have kept that to yourself.
Okay. So anyway, and then they said, this is what they said. They said, that wig was really pretty on you.
It wasn't a wig, was it? It
wasn't. I said, that was my hair. And so what they said was, because they're looking at natural hair, curly, a lot of salt, a little pepper. And so this is what I said. I said, I used to go hang out with my daughter all the time. I said, I was having young kids hit on me. I said, and she looked at me one day. She said, if you let your gray come in like it's supposed to, you probably, it probably changed up a little bit. And the reason I'm saying this is that be careful with someone who's looking at you from a different lens. They want you to be something that they don't see. And they're not just bold enough to talk about it. They expect it. And then turn around and say, well, did you want to buy a diet? No, because I'm over 66. I'm 66 years old. I can have gray and still be cute. And it's not about the gray. It's about what is the person saying to you. Is if you like to travel and they say, well, you know, I don't like to travel. I'm not getting on no plane. Listen to what the person's telling you. Listen. Stop being so glassy-eyed and listen.
And I think there are times that we live with the scarcity model that there's not enough. So I have to accept this because what if there isn't something better? And that's where I think instead of looking at it like that, you flip it around to say, because I saw this somewhere where it was like, if you're 40 and never been married, guess what? You avoided your first divorce. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong. So just because people are single, I saw an excellent interview with Tracy Ellis Ross and with Kevin Hart on their Heart to Heart. And she was talking about how she was just looking for something that was going to add value. And because she can, and I don't think, because I think sometimes women are put down for having independence, mm-hmm. for doing some of those things. And I shared a video on TikTok recently about single mothers, that sometimes single mothers get more sleep and have more supports, but that is if they are economically secure. the money if they are, and that's where, you know, if they, and that's a single parent in general, because there are lots of single fathers or that's single parents. Because there are lots of people that are like, I can't be a single parent. Like my child needs another parent to, and now having help that is good. But if somebody shows you
who they are,
believe them. I love that quote. Yeah. Because I think so often we do just like, well, it'll change. And what if it doesn't? Is that okay? And to be honest with yourself, to say, yes, I'm okay with that, or no, I'm not. So I was bad at this. So I would try to make things work that shouldn't have worked. I was bad. My partner and I, we were set up. My picker was broken. And there wasn't anything wrong. It's just the people they weren't the right. She's looking at those faces.
There wasn't nothing wrong. We could have a deeper conversation, y'all. There wasn't nothing wrong.
We're not gonna go there. Okay. It just wasn't right for me. And And then even the thing that is right for you, the person that's right for you, it's still not going to be easy. There's right. still going to be things that come up. So,
and I think that's part of it. Part of it is we all, okay, so I am not the person that I was a month ago. I'm not the person that I was 10 years ago or 20 or 30 years ago. I'm not that person. So if someone's coming back looking for that person that I was then, it's not me. So this is the deal. When you get enter into a meaningful relationship with anybody, I'm talking about friendship, anything, everybody shifts and change because life happens. When people start losing or gaining or their family members or whatever happens, or they go through some defining moment in their life, things start shifting. When people start having children, things start shifting. When all of these things happen, things start shifting. And then sometimes, this is something I don't want us to skip what Patrice said earlier. She said something about it was, I believe, this is Johnny, I believe that you should have things that are non-negotiable. You should know what is non-negotiable. Right? My hair is not a non-negotiable, because if something happened and I had to shave my head, I would rocket shave, right? I mean, it's not a, so I don't, for me to be in a relationship with somebody that says you have to have hair down your back, and that was a non-negotiable for them, that would be a concern for me, because, well, yeah, you know, that's a deeper issue that I have to bring to somebody, you know, but anyway, but we don't get into that. But my point for saying that is you need to know your non-negotiables. And y'all need to discuss the non-negotiables. She talked about Nick Cannon. He said he doesn't want to be in a monogamous relationship. So if you want a monogamous relationship, I don't care what, I don't care if he lay on the floor and said, baby, it's you. It can't be me. It can't be me. So, but my point for saying it is you need to know you. And once you know you, you present better in the relationship, you're better.
And I think often when I'm trying so hard to change the other person, I'm often not doing my own work. And Ray Not Lydia on YouTube said, someone else's journey is not our journey.
That's good.
It's not up to us to change them, only to either be there with them or not. And so I look at myself as a support. And so I can support my partner on their journey. There might be parts. So there have been times when I needed professional support. I needed my own therapy. I needed my own stuff. I also think, especially if you're emotionally intelligent, I think having somebody that is open, so having conversations about, so what do you think about therapy? And they're like, oh, I would never do therapy. That would be a deal breaker for me right now. Like, nope. because I think somebody not open to outside. Now, some people think that way because of just tradition, old stuff. But I think if nobody can speak into you, if you don't take support, like who are the people you go to when you are having trouble? It's like, oh, I don't struggle. Mm-hmm.
And those are flags. Look for, okay, so they're green flags. They are, yeah, do it like you do a raceway. There are green flags. There are yellow flags. There are checkity flags. You know, but look and see what flag comes up. And then when the person don't be like me. I have to control my face when I'm sitting around talking to somebody.
That's so interesting.
I'll say, okay. And I do this. I do that. If I can't give you all my big secrets. If my eyes are big and I'm drinking, I'm thinking.
Check, please.
Yeah. No, it's separate. It's separate.
I owe you nothing.
I owe you nothing. Nothing. Not even a phone call. But this is the reason. It's not because I'm better than anybody. So when I come to the table, I come to the table authentically me. And if someone says I'm too much, if someone says that you are too much.
That's a trigger for me, but that's fine.
That's a trigger. That's a whole arsenal. So if somebody says, my first question is, I'm sorry. What is that?
I'm not even asking questions.
I do. Okay. Because you
thanks,
know, I'm,
thanks for letting me know that.
You know, I'm leaving, but I just want to know what are you saying?
Okay.
Because what I'm hoping is that I can leave a seed at the table that would help you be better. But you say my job. She's younger, so I'm just gonna leave a seed at the table. So I'm gonna say, but what are you really saying? He's, you're too much. So he may turn around and say, I think that would
be their own insecurity it coming is. Up. So I love over on TikTok the saying, I'm not intimidating, you are intimidated.
Say that again.
I am not intimidating, you are intimidated. Because I think, so that has been put on me sometimes where people have been like, when I first met you, I was intimidated. And I was a little like, oh, because I am one of the nicest, like most easygoing. Now, if I am working, if I am like on a task, I can, okay.
And I know who her mother is. So I know where she got it from y'all. I mean, really, really, I understand. So this is the deal. Do not apologize for being successful or full or loving to be by yourself. Some people say, well, what did you do? I know you had a fit during the pandemic. Wasn't nobody with you? I love being with me.
I thrived.
I thrived during the pandemic because I'm like,
I saved so much money.
I did. Wait, now you save money. Areas of my house that had never been touched got touched.
I didn't do that. I didn't do any projects.
No, I got rid of stuff.
I had a 2.5 and 4-year-old that decided not to nap during the pandemic.
But that's a whole different issue. I don't have children. So and then that's
you don't have children.
I don't have young children at home. All my peoples are grown. So this is the other thing. If one of your non-negotiables is, even though it may be a good person, is not to have children. So I am aware of people that date people that have children, but they say, well, they don't live with them. They really live with the other parent, right? And so, but if something happened, you may get them. So if your whole non-negotiable is never to have children under a certain age, then that's not fair to them.
Yeah.
Because they're going to come visit your house. They're going to do all that stuff in the permanence of your relationship. So my thing is know you. Love you. Be embraced by you. And if there's things as you do your work, because I believe everybody has work to do.
Yes.
I'm going to do my work and you have to do your work. So this is my new rule. Mm. That's your stuff. You deal with your stuff. I'm going to deal with my stuff. And when we come together, we're better for it, right? When we come together, we're more powerful because we have done our work by ourselves. The other thing, Patricia, don't give me about clearing my throat. I apologize. She's gonna get me.
I did it one time. Okay. Because
she told me, she said,
try to work on it.
Could you please try to work on that? I'm just giving y'all, this is a backside story.
Okay. So let me go ahead and tell.
I have something to drink already. She said, could you please have something to drink?
I'm gonna tell her myself. So my mom this morning, she was getting out her car and she hands me her drink.
Because she was handing me something. We were doing something.
We were doing an exchange. Right. I handed you a dress and you were getting out the car.
And she
handed me a drink. And so I was like,
I handed her my
and drink. I said, thank you.
So who's drinking it? Okay, but let's go back. Let's go back a week. last week
because she was late.
This is relationship, y'all. This is relationship because this is gonna happen when y'all in a relationship and y'all dating somebody. So last week I called and I said, "Hey, babe." I said, "Sweetie," I said, "Do you want Starbucks?"
She was late. she was running late.
This is relationship. This is real deal. This is real deal. Like, no. Because this is relationship or being in a relationship is not just about being in a relationship that is permanent for you. It's yes. any relationship. Because the better you are in every relationship you are, the better you're going to be in the relationship where, you know, the
because you're permanent. The same person. Because
you just, do you know you take you everywhere? Okay, so let's go back to last week. Last week I called and I said, "No, you're not." She said, She said she was late. I wasn't quite late yet.
It was like 9:30, wasn't it?
It was almost 9:30. It was 9:20.
But you're saying you were at Starbucks.
I said, "I'm at Starbucks. Do you want anything?" I wanted Starbucks. I was going to treat her. I thought it was a nice thing. This is relationship, right? So he thought, he or she, didn't matter. They thought, you know, "Hey, I'm going to bring them something. I'm thinking about them. I'm running a little late anyway. Let me just pick up a Starbucks or whatever. I know they like Starbucks. What do you want?" Nothing. I said, "Whoops. Whoops." You have to know who you're dealing with, right? So then what happened? I said, "Okay, I'm in Starbucks. I mean, I'm not in the building, but I'm in the parking lot." And I said, "Whoa, let me go." Because does the person respect you? Do they know you well enough to hear what you're not saying? She had meetings that day. She had a full day, right? She was booked. Her eyes are really big on here. Y'all can't see that. So anyway, so she was really busy that day. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm coming like, I'm chilling. So I'm coming with gifts, I thought. Gifts. So today, I'm coming from a 7 o'clock meeting. I was early. So I said, "I'm not trying to entice anybody. I ain't trying to spend my money on nobody." But she sees me. I didn't know she saw me. I didn't even call her to let her know I was going to Starbucks.
So I'm driving.
She's driving.
And I see her car coming out of Starbucks. And I'm like, "Oh, I know she got me something.
I know she got me something." This is relationship, y'all. So, and this is critical. Take the points that we're saying. Don't miss it. I mean, we're having fun, but don't miss it. Because what happened was, when I got there, I handed her to hold.
You didn't say hold it. Or
I didn't say hold. I didn't say to hold.
She said here.
I said here. Wait a minute. She was handing me something. I ain't giving two arms. Two arms. Unless y'all figured out a way for me to be octopus. There's only two arms. So anyway, I said here. Hold. I said here. Patrice said here. I could have said hold it. She wouldn't have heard none of that. She's like my grandson. I think you give it to me, it belongs to me. So anyway,
I offered to give it back. I think I had already
drank like after her little feelings were. She said, "You mean this is not? Wait a minute, this is how she did it. I don't want y'all to miss this. This is relationship, y'all." So she said, "It's not for me." I thought, and I said, "It wasn't." Because I'll be honest. I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. You're looking for somebody to be honest with you in the relationship, even though they will allow you to drink the drink that they brought for them.
Aww.
That they care enough to do that, that they will give up something that belongs to them, that they will still look at you and say, "It wasn't yours." I'm going to be honest. No, I didn't buy this for you because I'm not going to lie to you. Because if a person starts lying at little things, my opinion, I have issues with liars. Okay. I mean, I just, you know, I have an issue with a person tell me, because you tell me a lie about the little cup. I just think it's a habit. So anyway, so I said, "It wasn't yours." So then she offered it to me. And then later on, when we got up here, she said, "Well, do you want to drink some? Do you want some of this?" She didn't give it. Wait a minute. It was my drink. I paid for it. I'm just saying.
"Do you want some?"
She said, "Wait, we sit down here." She said, "Do you want some of it?" But look at that. Look at all the things that happened in that relationship. All the things that happened in a relationship was I was willing to give it. She turned around and offered it back. It was at her car and she had drank a lot of it.
She drank like
a third of it. But that's okay. She said, "Don't you need coffee?" Because she knows me. She said, "I know you need coffee. Have you had coffee?" And I said, "No, Starbucks is pretty strong. I had enough. I'm good." And I really normally don't drink and eat. And I had ate something because I was really hungry this morning. So anyway, but when you see somebody who cares enough about you to find out things that you like and enjoy that are willing to share with you. They may be a size anything. They may not look like the perfect description that they may have some other isms and schisms, right? But none of them are on your
non-negotiable
list. And you say, you know what? Don't just kick them. Don't kick them to the curb. Because this is what I do. I try to build a relationship with everybody. Now, the people that I went to the meeting with this morning probably wouldn't say that. They said, as soon as the meeting was over, this chick left. And
I don't like meetings.
I don't like meetings for meeting's sake. I really don't. I have an issue with time. And I'm thinking, y'all could have, you know, we could have not done this. So anyway, but I have to be careful. So know the person that you with know long enough to know. Be encouraged to find out enough about them to know what zone they are. How are they when they're really happy? How are they when things are not going so well? And can you, because if they snap at you and that's a trigger for you, like, you know, somebody come in and they just snap at everything, you know, nothing's good. And you know, that's a trigger for you. And that's something that's really kind of a non-negotiable in your life because of whatever, right? That may be a step back. We can be friends. So the things that change from dating when I was dating initially, like decades ago, before all this stuff, because I didn't get on social media and try to look at dating apps and that kind of stuff. And I have considered it. So this is what I have determined. This is Johnny. My name is Johnny. Okay. So what I have determined is I need to know where I'm at. Yeah. I need to go to the things and do the things I love to do. And in that, if it's bowling, if it's whatever it is, right? I love crafting and I love Home Depot and Lowe's. I could just stay in there. So because I'm one of those people, right? So if I meet him in those spaces, then cool. If I meet him on people on a dating app, I'm not as comfortable.
That's where I'm at.
I'm not knocking the dating apps. I'm not saying that's not a good place to go meet somebody. I'm saying.
And that's the whole thing of being true to who you are. So, and that's where I think each person just kind of figures out how they navigate things and what works
best
for them.
But don't do it from a perspective of I'm starving. Yeah. And I can go to any fast food place and eat. Be careful with that because not everything you eat will settle well on you, right? And then when you see something, go back to Maya Angelou and believe them, right? And don't let people immediately know everything about you and meet you at your home and all of that. Saying is have boundaries. Remember, we talked about that. We did boundaries and we talked about releasing some things. And then if a person, this is a flag for me, may not be a flag for you. If a person allows nobody to be in their life, speak into their life, that's a flag for me. If a person does not believe, I'm a believer, so that's a flag for me. Then the other thing is if every one of their people that they know are friends with are females.
And that's where you are.
That's my flag.
Yeah,
I own it. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's a bad flag. I'm just want to know
because you have male friends.
I have male friends and I have female friends. So I'm just looking at who's your circle of influence. Who are you influencing and who is influencing you? So that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at it from that perspective. Now, I encourage you as a tip to write down the things that you desire, right? Write them. I don't care. Don't limit yourself. Write all the stuff. I don't care what it is. He wants blue hair. I don't care. Whatever it is, you write it all out and then put it away. Then pick it up again the next day and continue to write everything that you think you want. Right. Then about the third day, go back through the list. Don't do it the first or the second day. Wait to the third day and say, what's not negotiable?
Like this is mandatory. Like if they don't have this, then yes. And Ray, not Lydia, said, we find others in the spaces we inhabit.
I love that.
So being connected to who we are is crucial to finding healthy relationships. I totally agree. Thank you all so much for joining us. My last thing for today is just going to be to say that know yourself and be aware. So when people show you exactly who they are, I think next week we might have to talk about levels of relationship, because I think that's a way to kind of guard your heart as you're moving in spaces, because there are times that people have been very close to me and it's like, okay, wait a minute, like we dropped off, and then, you know, things can kind of adjust. And so levels of relationship, I think that would be a good conversation. We hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.